Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the season 3 premiere episode. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back because y'all always missing some shit. Goddamn, y'all motherfuckers encircled the fuck back all the way to season 1 and this shit. I mean, I done heard the voice messages, okay? I've been listening. Y'all motherfuckers went back to get some motherfucking lessons and tea. Either way, though, I definitely appreciate the love and support, okay? Before I even get into starting this episode, per the usual of what I've been doing in my trends of speaking on my podcast, I want to show gratitude. I mean, honestly and truly, like, to even be able to do a season 3 on my podcast, to me, is dope. Like, when I first turned to podcasting, I never thought in a million years that this was gonna be, like, a platform, a place where I'm gonna be me. And motherfuckers is gonna love me, okay? And I'm just so grateful at the people who have, like, really subscribed, who listened, who shared, like, faithfully. Since day one, I'm grateful for the new people that have come along, the people who be in and out, the people that like certain styles of episodes, like all of y'all. Like, I'm definitely grateful. Couple different things. So after closing out season 2, I actually spent a lot of time listening to the voice messages that was left on Anchor. And I really listened heavy to a lot of the feedback. And, you know, I try my best to listen to the voice messages because at this point, sometimes they come in too many. But I really did spend the last month, like, honestly, like, just listening to people. And a lot of you guys said that you really, really want me to go back to the format that I used to do back on season 1. And being open and honest, I feel the same way. Season 3 premiere was actually going to have a guest originally, and I ended up deciding to just XA the whole idea. And I was like, yo, I need to go back to my roots. I need to go back to the basics. Because at a certain point in time when I first started my podcast, I noticed that I flowed better, I posted more, and I was consistent more when it was just focusing on me. But when I started to collaborate with people, I love the idea of exposing you guys to people in our community, you know, with different perspectives. And I felt like it was good to get these takes. But in doing that, there's a lot of logistics that go behind the scenes when you have to edit, and it's time consuming. Okay. Back when I started, I remember I wasn't even fucking editing shit. Okay. I was like, I'm gonna say this shit and post it. Okay. And so once you start getting into the realm of like, okay, I want to add these effects, I want to do this, I want to do that, it's a process. And I mean, and there's nothing wrong with the process, you know, but again, sometimes going back to our roots and just fucking creating and being happy in create mode, I think is so important for us who are creators. Because when you start to factor in all these logistics, it just takes the fun out of things. And I just want to go back to having fun. So this premiere episode does not have a guest. It is just me, myself, and I. Okay, boo? So now that that's out the way, the other thing I wanted to talk about was that honestly and truly, like, when I reflect back on all the episodes I've dropped, I'm just like, damn, this shit is crazy. Back when I started my podcast about a year and a half ago, I just was like, yo, with a mic to my iPhone, fucking just freestyling shit, saying shit, talking about shit, uploading it, not giving a fuck, sharing my shit. And it's kind of wild because literally, like, when I first started my podcast, I literally only had about 10 subscribers, yo. And it was so big to me, though, having 10 people listen to you, hear your shit faithfully. Like, when you drop something, they would just, like, play. And then once I started sharing and promoting on my Snapchat and shit, like, people started to share my shit, and then it grew. And now it's to the point where it's like, wow, like, even though I may not be consistent the way I used to be with my content, like, you guys still look out for me. Like, you guys still check for me. And it just makes me feel so seen because at the end of the day, like, I never imagined me having this platform or this podcast where people actually see me, okay? I mean, it was a rough start. I had a lot of doubts. Motherfuckers didn't pay me no fucking mind. And now that I can fucking disappear off the planet, come in, drop an episode whenever the fuck I want, and you motherfuckers press play, that means everything to me. So I definitely appreciate the people who have, like, literally day in, day out, shared, played. Even if you've been around and you left or you don't like certain things, even when y'all be trying to drag me in the voice memos, but then y'all be coming through the next episode like, yes, sis, I hear this. I am here for you, okay? I'm just grateful. I'm definitely grateful. COVID has been hard on all of us, and we know this. And it's been rough on me. And even with me going through my journeys, which I've been very transparent about since season one, season two, you know, it's still a battle. It's still a struggle. Even in season two with coming to a close, you know, I even shared a lot of personal things about my own battles when it comes to my mental health and my mental health space. And it's still something that I'm currently going through, something that I'm working through. I'm taking it day by day. And it's a lot, you know. And I think one thing that my journey and the things I'm going through has put into perspective for me is that, you know, there is victory in the small things that we do. And, you know, even though it may not look victorious, you know, it is. Even as something as simple as me getting on this mic in my closet, recording for you guys, may seem very simple to some people, but it's a lot. And, you know, I just really, really am ready to release the things that I've been through, you know, start a new beginning, and just take it day by day and just keep moving forward. That's kind of where I'm at with that. I know I kind of went a little, like, off track, but I mean, it's the premiere, okay? I gotta do my speeches, okay? You don't like this shit, go ahead and fast forward. Just saying. Anyway, but outside of that, next exciting thing on the agenda, though. Today on the commercial break, I will be featuring a snippet of my new single called In My Bag. I've actually been promoting it on IG and Snapchat, which y'all on Snapchat are fucking goats. Well, God, I'm like, yo, I'm so overwhelmed and shocked by how many people, like, fucking reposted my shit. Like, the comments was fucking insane. So, yeah, I mean, basically, the song In My Bag was made as a joke over the summer. But some of it, I guess, resonates because typically people do create fake profiles to stalk your ass when they ass don't want to be real behind the scenes, honey. And niggas always trying to bag you and they ain't got a car, they ain't got nothing. Always want to ride from you. Like, they just be doing too much. Niggas be flying their money and they don't even realize they look like a bum doing it. All that, okay? That's. But yeah, so basically, I felt like In My Bag was a suitable song for the commercial break to fit the premiere episode, which is called Cutting Season. Sometime around this time last year, I did a Cuffing Season episode with Ru and the Crew, and I thought I'd do a flip on it by doing Cutting Season. Through the course of my podcast career, I've actually created multiple episodes that focus on love, dating a narcissist, toxic family dynamics, and even the spiritual journey stuff. But I realized, I was like, wait a minute, I have never done a Cutting Season episode. And more importantly, I don't even know if y'all motherfuckers even heard of a Cutting Season until now, okay? Literally, Cutting Season, by definition of me, is where you can develop a sense of boundaries because you've done the work, you've done the shadow work to repair yourself, okay, honeys? And I like to be clear here because, as always, some of you bitches literally get this shit fucked up where you think I'm talking to you. You know, the ones that are manipulative, the ones that don't do the work, the ones that are fake woke. No, this message and this episode is never for you. Just saying. Moving on. At the end of the day, this here Cutting Season is for the people who have done the work to grow the fuck up. Now that they have these established boundaries, now that they're learning to love themselves, it's time to cut motherfuckers off. AKA Hense Cutting Season. Welcome. So per the usual, because you guys love a countdown, my countdown's not very long, but it is a break fucking down. Because here's the thing. I love doing a list. I love breaking shit down. Yes, but baby, this shit right here needed significant staples, but a full breakdown. So I'm coming with you guys with my top three types of things and situations that we should fucking cut off. Now, I think this is a very, very amazing time to go through cutting season because not only are we already in Mars retrograde, we got Mercury retrograde coming up, okay? Baby. And with the full moon that comes on October 1st, baby, yeah, it's time. Per the usual, if you are new to my podcast or if you have amnesia, I don't know why I said amnesia like that, but amnesia. If you have any of those things, baby, these are my thoughts and feelings and sentiments. They will not always resonate with everybody. They're not always for everybody. So take what you need, take what you don't want to need. Either fucking way, I don't care. Now, if you find yourself getting angry throughout this episode, just know that maybe this is applying to you or someone you're dealing with. That means you need more time to work on yourself. Baby. So instead of projecting your anger out onto me in the voice memos, project that shit out to yourself in the mirror and work on you. Just saying. Moving on though. Coming in at number one, relationships that no longer serve you. Now, I thought it was a very important thing for me to do if I bulked all relationships into this category. Okay, we already know the kind of relationships I'm talking about. Whether it's in matters of love, platonic, aka friendships, family members, or even business. And I wanted to add business because I don't think people realize that when you are working with others in business, that is a relationship, okay? I don't want you guys just to hear relationship and think of just love. No, it matters of all aspects of whenever you are interacting with individuals, aka relations, okay? If you are experiencing the following thing in any of these relationships, I think it would be in your best interest to cut it off. It's so simple. Guess what it is? Respect. See, if you are not being respected by your boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, or whatever y'all call it these days, your mama, your brother, your sister, your auntie, whoever, your business partner, your coworker, / side hustle, your scamming friend, whatever. If you're not being respected, it matters of you as a person and your boundary. You don't need to have a relationship with any of these people. The thing is, and I don't think a lot of people realize this, is that when we choose these relationships with these caliber of people, we are making a conscious choice. And if they choose us back, guess what this becomes? A commitment. When a commitment is involved, a lot of people don't realize this, there is a responsibility on both parties to respect each other, to respect the boundaries that each party comes with. If you find yourself in a situation, for example, in matters of love, where your partner is not respecting you, respecting the relationship, respecting the boundaries, damn near respecting your motherfucking needs. Motherfuckers gotta go, just saying. If you're in a friendship, for example, where everything is one-sided, where all they do is call you and bother you with their own life fucking problems and they can't even check for you to see how the fuck is your Wednesday. They gotta go. I'm just saying. No shade. If you are in a business deal with a business partner and they're not committed to their obligation that you guys agreed to, or maybe they're not even pulling their own share of the weight and even they don't even value you, cut them the fuck off. Here's the thing, and I want to be clear here, especially when it comes to business and just all other relationships. When we are making these commitments to people, essentially we're saying, I respect you enough to give you what you need, and I respect you enough to fulfill this commitment. When people break that, they don't respect you. They don't. As hard as it is to believe, they don't respect you. So for me, if we're entering these relationships with people, and again, it is mutual. Again, at some point, it was filled with reciprocity. And then shit goes left. And then motherfuckers ain't even trying to fix that shit, grow from that shit. Bye-bye. Goodbye. You got to go. Now, I'm going to be open and honest here. Like, for me, everybody has limitations, and I'm not perfect. Because I have been the queen of chance after chance, trying to see people through their growth, trying to, you know, see people maybe for the good that they have, although they're not showcasing those things. But I'm at a point now with my own life where I am literally like, yo, I will not spend the rest of my life on this earth convincing motherfuckers to value me, to respect me, and to meet their obligation and responsibility of a commitment that they willingly chose to commit to with me anymore. I'm not doing it. And again, we are not perfect. And as flawed as we are, it does not make us less human. And it doesn't make us less whole. But I do feel like we are required as human beings that when we are choosing these commitments to uphold those responsibilities that we chose to commit to. Sometimes I feel like people will abuse the fact that they have a title or an attachment or even their possessiveness. And they think that because they hold these spaces there, that they can get comfortable and no longer have to fulfill their obligations to their commitments to you. No. I want people who enter relationships with me to treat me how they treated me when they first were able to obtain me. And you know what I'm talking about. And it's not even only in matters of love. I'm talking about the energy that we had at the start of things. The energy and the effort that you put in to obtain this friendship, obtain this commitment in matters of love, to obtain this space of closeness as my family member, to obtain this space or this contract of being my business partner. I want y'all motherfuckers to keep the same energy, because I feel like for me, I'm in a place in my life where I remember and recall and know the value that people have in my life from first entry. And because I choose to give you space and a title does not mean that you are absolved from your obligation. And you have to be wary of people who do that, of people who are comfortable with that. Because you know why? They don't respect you. People who get comfortable and think that they no longer have to fulfill their obligations and commitments to you, they think that you're always gonna be around. They think that you're always gonna be there, and you're not. And when do you see that you're not is when you see your value. And we need to stop giving these people chances. It hurts to lose people. It hurts to let people go. It hurts to see the truth in situations. But at the end of the day, who do you want to choose? Them or yourself? And I'm choosing me. I don't know about y'all, but like with this full moon, especially because we have two full moons in October, which is a blue moon. A new moon, of course, then we entering that Mercury retrograde. Either way, for me, I am all about shedding this stagnant ass fucking energy. I'm all about shedding motherfuckers who don't appreciate me from the fucking jump. I'm over and I'm shedding motherfuckers who don't want to work to be in my space, because I know what I go through and I'm starting to understand my value in places, and I'm trying to convince myself of things, but I'm also starting to realize that you are the company that you keep. And if a motherfucker doesn't value you, you're never gonna value yourself, because you continue to keep that fucking company around you. Let the motherfuckers go, okay? I'm just fucking saying. I don't mean to go on a rant, but I told you I was a breakdown. It was. I just think it's a little problematic because, like, and I'm guilty of this. We will sit and wait for signs to pop up. Wait for this sense of clarity. Your motherfucker's probably out here praying to God. And God is like, look at this motherfucker not doing you right. And you're still asking for the fucking sign. Or maybe you're sitting around hoping one day that they're going to fucking see your value again. Fuck them. Dead ass. Fuck them. I'm starting to realize that people are replaceable. They are. At the end of the day, the same way that a motherfucker can enter your life and fulfill these commitments willingly and then they stop is the same way you can replace that motherfucker with somebody better who's consistent and who will be willing and able to do it. And I'm not gonna lie, y'all, it's been a hard journey, hard road for me. And I mean, there's still other relationships in my life that I'm working through to figure out, like, does this stay or go? But I'm starting to come to realization in my own spirit, in my own awakening that, yo, like, I don't even know or understand why do I even put up with the shit I do. It doesn't even make sense. Because at the end of the day, it's like, yo, like, I understand that we bring different things to the table. And I understand that reciprocity is subjective. I understand that effort is subjective. I get all those things. But if a motherfucker comes in with a certain fucking energy and they sit there and they willingly commit to you and say they have this obligation and responsibility to you because of these commitments, and then they just fucking stop, them motherfuckers is comfortable, and therefore they never fucking respected and value you. Because a real motherfucker that wants to be in your life and values you and cherishes you, they're gonna fucking work to maintain that. Maintenance is always key in a relationship with people. Always. The way you go get your oil changed for your car, motherfucker, you do that shit with your friendships and your relationships, it's fucking key. And the moment motherfuckers stop doing the maintenance, they gots to go. Because what happens with a car when you don't fucking change oil? Eventually, your motherfucking engine is done. Foundation is gone. See the fucking signs. If a motherfucker don't want to work for you, don't even force them. Let that motherfucker go. Pull back, reciprocate that energy, and fall the fuck back. And a motherfucker will see. They will motherfucking see. And I promise you this much too, is that even if they don't see, they will eventually see. Why? Because karma's a fucking bitch. Karmic relationships and the way we encounter other people and how we do them and then how we enter the next cycle based off how we're vibrating in this fucking planet and that energy, baby, I promise you, they will see. One thing that I'm coming into my own that I'm starting to realize is that when I encounter people and they enter my life, I never fuck somebody's spirit up. I never put them in a predicament where they feel like that they were better off without me. No, I upgrade people in my life. Why? Because at the end of the day, I want my motherfucking tribe to vibrate at the same vibrations as me. But you can't force motherfuckers to do that. Motherfuckers just have to vibrate lower than you. Because guess what, baby? That's what they like. And that's okay. But I promise you, though, once they get to a place in their life where they are on that higher vibration, they're going to understand and they're going to see that all that hurt, all that pain, all that backstabbing, all that betrayal, all that lying that they done to you, trust me, it was never worth it. And whoever else they encounter, whether it be a friend, a partner, etc., family member, they will always remember how high you were vibrating and what upgrades you did for them. You better trust and believe it. I'm fucking saying. Okay. So raise your fucking price to your stocks. Okay. So newsflash, the price went up on this site, on this planet. Raise your fucking price. I'm just saying. Moving on. Coming in at number 2, stagnant energy. This is a big one. And this is especially big for people who are have anxiety, who are with depression, battling things. Even if you feel like, damn, I'm in this cycle and shit ain't changing. The shit is just like the same. That. Sometimes I feel like we get very complacent in our lives with situations and circumstances. Sometimes we're so caught up with life that we don't even take a step back to see that our stagnation is a setback. And this is real life. And a lot of people are coming to terms with this now because of COVID. Like I said, and I've been saying this shit, motherfuckers did not know what life was like to sit the fuck down. Fucking universe was like, y'all gonna sit the fuck down. And you're gonna have to sit with your feelings. You're gonna have to sit with the motherfuckers you don't like. You're gonna have to sit with the places in you that you are in your life that you don't like. And you're gonna have to fucking sit with it. And it's ugly. It feels horrible to do the shadow work, to see the things that we ignored because we were busy at the club, busy working, busy on vacation, busy doing whatever we was doing, but sitting. So now that you are in a place, because it has been what? 6+ months now at this point of us sitting the fuck down. Now that you are in a place, you must be coming to a realization that there's a lot of stagnant energy. Stagnation is a fucking setback. A lot of times things will be happening around us, right? That is for us. But because things are not going in a direction or the pace that we wanted it to, we don't even sit back and realize it's because we're stuck in this stagnant ass energy. Nothing can flow. Nothing can move if you're not moving. Period. All this shit is going on around you, but your ass ain't even fucking moving. And I feel like it's because when we're stuck in this stagnant energy, at least for me, I feel like stagnant energy equates to comfortability. And the problem with that is that when we're going through something really fucking tough, like growth, we have to grow to get uncomfortable. And motherfuckers that are comfortable don't want to be uncomfortable, AKA stagnant energy. Think about it. Why would you want to do the work to bettering your life or bettering your career or starting that business when you can continue to make your $15 an hour because you get a consistent check? Why would you want to do that work? All the unknown, all the uncomfortability that comes with you actually sitting there, starting that business, creating, being joyous in your creations. Why would you want to do that? When you know you're going to get your check, you know you're going to get the fucking 30 plus hours that you get a week. Why? Because you're comfortable. It's similar to even in parts of your life in a relationship. Motherfuckers will sit there and they will cry and break their own heart and be with people who play them, dog them out, cheat up and down the streets of Seattle and Oakland. I'm so petty. I'm sorry, y'all. That was a read on God. That was a read. And still don't want to even break free from the chains of being cheated on in your own home because you think you're in love and you're afraid of even potentially reaching out to new love and new sites of love, that you rather sit in misery and then try to make other people miserable in your stagnant ass energy. No, not okay. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Instead of sitting here constantly wondering, why is this happening to me? Why am I not moving forward in life? Why do I experience the same outcomes? Why don't you just try a different fucking avenue? Like my nigga, your motherfuckers will sit there and walk to the same train station that you know they stay skipping the motherfucking stops instead of taking your ass 3-4 blocks down to the right and ride the other fucking train station where they always going out and never miss stops. Okay? Go down a different block. Turn left, turn right, whatever's. Do something different. Make adjustments. I don't understand why so many people walk around on this planet and they're comfortable with being comfortable. It's like you people out there on this planet that act like that bother me and concern me as well, because motherfuckers like you will literally wait for a tower moment to happen where your world comes crashing down and then you play the victim and then it shakes you the fuck up and then it makes you fucking move to then say, I gotta move. Not realizing that all these signs, all these things have passed you at some point in your fucking lifetime, and your ass didn't pay attention because you didn't want to be uncomfortable. It makes no sense. We need to understand that if we actively seek the change and we seek to do things outside of our comfort zone, aka thinking outside the box, aka growing the fuck up, aka risking it all, then and only then we will see the progress and the payout. Forward movement is what's needed here. But flip side of shit, if we are comfortable in our environment, we're just sitting around questioning, why is this not happening for me? Why do I keep going through A, B, C, D, E, F, G, baby? It's because you're fucking stuck, okay? And I'll give you an example. For me, it took me a while to come to the realization that I'm fucking stagnant. See, I was in a job and I was living a certain life that I thought this was progress and forward movement. All while on the inside internally, I ain't feel whole. And I sure as hell wasn't fucking even happy. And it's because, again, in my own state of being, I was stagnant because it felt better to stay comfortable with this house, this car, these bags, this job, than to just be free. And I don't think people realize is that although growth is uncomfortable, it makes us free. And all we do when we sit there and we stick with comfortability, you're just filling voids with a bunch of nothing. One thing that people don't know about me, or maybe y'all do, is that I was a luxury collector. And I started my collecting days back in 2014. And honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. I've come to the realization that I do have an appreciation for the brand, the history of the brand, because I was basically, I'm a Louis Vuitton collector. A lot of people that know me, know that like I am like obsessively into luxury. But in particular, it was definitely Louis Vuitton. When I first started collecting back in 2014, I was all about it because of the history. I was intrigued in it. But of course, too, when you buy luxury, you know, you feel like you have a sense of accomplishment. Like, wow, like here's a girl from the Bronx, you know, grew up poor, grew up with food stamps, welfare, all that can come from that. And then boom, wow, I'm in this luxury store and I can buy these things like with my money, not with the help of a man. I want to be clear here, but with my own money. That shit to me was so fucking liberating. And I got into the brand, I collected. And then it started to become this obsession thing where like, I'm sad, I'm gonna go to the mall. I'm angry, I'm gonna go to the mall, fuck it. I became even obsessive with like, what's coming out? What's this? What's that? I need to be in the know. I need to have the next thing, you know? And yes, my collection grew. I expanded to other brands. You know, I was very meticulous. You know, I love things in a certain nature, in a certain way. But then at some point, my love for the brand and the idea of collecting faded, because the more and more I filled my closet with things, the less and less I still felt good about myself. So I'm filling my closet with all this shit, and all on the inside, I am fucking sad. I'm empty. The bags may give me this persona and this perception when I walk through these stores and this level of quote unquote respect, so to speak, but I didn't even feel respected as a person without these items. I was empty. And for me, I was like, well, here I'm living this life in a shitty relationship because there's money attached to it with this amazing things that comes with it. You know, at the time we were renting a house and I'm like, oh my God, this is the life. I have a fucking Durango. Oh my God, this is the life. Bronx girl here. You know what I mean? I had nothing. Here I go into this situation of a relationship that had zero respect, zero effort of seeing me as a person, right? And because it came with the perks of these things. And then it even enabled me then at that point to be like, yep, I can work, I can make my own money, and then boom, I can buy my own shit. All these things I did in my life for nothing. It brought me no value, brought me no wholeness. I wasn't fucking free. I was a prisoner to the motherfucking material world. But did it make me comfortable? Yes. I ain't have to worry about if I could feed my kids. I ain't have to worry about my lights gonna be paid. I ain't have to worry about where to sleep. I could go ahead when I'm sad, angry, go blow a bag and be like, fuck it, I'll make it back and I'll do it again. It didn't matter. I got to sit there and swipe my fucking card to fulfill this emptiness because I'm sad. And now that I'm on my journey, I'm paying the price. Because all those years of me filling my cup with emptiness, baby, I'm paying the price. I ain't happy now. I'm in therapy. I'm on a spiritual journey. I battle so many thoughts and feelings because I never addressed it. Because I was like, let me stay comfortable. Now I'm going through all the stages of being uncomfortable. And there's plenty of times that I just want to revert back to comfortability, but I know it's not best for me. It's not best for my spirit. It's not best for what's going on internally. It's not best for my mental space. So I detached. I'm like, yo, fuck this. I don't need material things. If I want something to this day, right now, and this is on anything, if I really want to go buy something, I can. Do I need it? No. Does it give me value? No. Does it give me the respect I look for within myself and with others? No. Does it make me feel seen? No. We don't need to wear a mask and we don't need to stay stagnant. Being comfortable is cool, but long term, it does nothing for you. I just think it's a lot to think about. You know, and that's just me keeping it real. You know, all I call on people to do and I challenge them to do is just that, you know, ask yourself, like, is the path that you're on and the things that you're doing, which makes you comfortable, is it really making you whole? Are you free? And I'm learning to loosen the grip. Trust me, this is some shit that I'm still figuring out. I'm keeping it a buck here. But I'm learning to loosen the grip because I want to be fucking free. I don't want to have thoughts and feelings. I don't want to feel how I feel. I don't want to go through the motions that I go through. But I know I have to go through it because it's the only way I'm going to grow. Because growth hurts. It's uncomfortable. And it leads me to being free. So next time you out here doing some shit and you buying some shit or you doing whatever it is that you do because you think it makes you comfortable, ask yourself, are you fucking happy and whole? And if the answer is no, it's time to detach. Start looking within. We don't need them things. We just don't. Just saying. Moving on. All right, guys, let's take a quick commercial break and let's take a listen to some music from me. That's right, your girl, me. Number three, and this is actually a interesting and favorite one, conditional love. There are so many times where we will be in situations with people. It matters of love, family, friends, business partners, or whatever. I don't know how y'all get down these days. And a lot of times, we don't realize this, but people will provide love with conditions or contingency. And for me, I just kind of consider conditional love as love with perks. Thing is like, hear me out, okay? Conditional love is unique because, and it's funny because I am more in a gray area of conditional love. And it's kind of for some two different reasons. Because for starters, we have boundaries in place and we do have conditions to be loved and to give love. AKA that could be a form of conditional love. But the flip side of things is that when people are providing love with the intent of manipulation, control, power, that is conditional love too. It's just a negative part of conditional love, right? Unconditional love means that, you know, we love freely and with no conditions, with no need or want for it to be reciprocated in its same format. Although we do want love to be reciprocated, right? I mean, because we ain't out here giving that shit away for free. I mean, we're doing it freely to the people that we want to reciprocate it, again, without the expectation of it being reciprocated in its same format, right? For example, just because I buy you a birthday card, I don't expect you to buy me one back. Be careful, motherfuckers like that, who give and expect one back. Like, if you're gonna do something, do it because you want to, not because you think you're gonna get something back. No. Just saying. Anyway, that's a whole other topic. Now, the thing is that when we love at times, right, we know that there's going to be people in situations that will offer certain incentives, right? Because, you know, them as people, they may come as a package with things. For me, though, I feel like conditional love is problematic, right? In a sense of when sometimes we will do things out of love in hopes of conditioning our partner to behave or act in a certain manner. And hear me out, because I've actually been semi-guilty of this, but in the sense of like, well, here's someone's love language and I have this love language. Maybe if I introduce them to this world of this love language, eventually they will do this love language. Now, of course, that's a roll of a dice, because at the end of the day, you know, people are gonna do what the fuck they wanna do. That's called free will. You know, motherfuckers will learn. And if a person loves you, they will try to meet you with your love language. But again, essentially, they are gonna still stay true to themselves. But sometimes, again, you know, if you're introducing people to a certain world of things, you know, and you're giving out these, you know, this love and these perks that come with it, you know, essentially, again, you are wanting to, in some shape or form, condition them to love you back in that manner. And it is problematic, though, because, again, one, people have free will. And then two, it could come across manipulative only if, though, depending on how that party reacts. Because if you are throwing a fit that they're not reciprocating because you're giving all this love and then essentially you're throwing it in their face that, hey, I've done A, B, C, D, F, G. Why aren't you practicing reciprocity of that nature of those things? That's a bit manipulative and that's problematic. But if a person isn't upset or maybe they are confused, okay, maybe it may not be problematic. Either way, understand this, though, is that we cannot provide love with perks to condition our partners to give us love in a format in which we want to be loved, okay? I just want to kind of put that out there, and I hope all of that shit made sense that I fucking said, okay? And for me, I've had issues with love because I realized I wasn't loved the right way in my childhood. And so to compensate for that, I would sit there and love other people, and I come with all these perks, right, in hopes of them loving me back the same way. Again, this is just something that I've conditioned myself to know because I didn't like the love I was getting as a child. And I knew I didn't want to be loved that way. And anytime I come across someone with a different love language, I'm like, well, let me teach you, and here's my perks, and yaka, yaka, yaka. And I think in my brain they're going to reciprocate, which again goes back to it being problematic. Other times you'll meet people who will love and do things and then insert their power behind it. And this is very, very standard in family dynamics, even in some relationships too, to be real with you. And even in some business deals, friendships as well, depending. You know, if you have a friend that's maybe a breadwinner, for example, and they're constantly picking up the tab and you know, then they think because they've done these things that they're entitled to, you know, utilize you as a person or do or speak or treat you in any format because, again, they've done those things. I mean, it's even similar to, you know, parent-child relationships again, too, where parent feels like, well, I'm the parent, you're the child, you don't matter, oh, well, and because I provide you with XYZ, you don't matter. And you have to do what I say. Again, inserting your power, that is a form of conditional love that's negative. Where conditional love, I feel like, is positive is, again, is where you are drawing the lines and having these conditions attached to your love in a sense that, hey, in order for me to give you this form of love, here is where you have to meet me, aka my conditions. But conditional love in that standpoint, for me, I feel like is only valuable if it's also met with unconditional love, where we're doing it freely. And we're doing it still to the sense of that, hey, that even though you're meeting me with these conditions for me to give you this love freely, right, I will take it away. But I don't expect you to do it in the same way. I want it back, of course, you know, and it's up to people they choose to give it back. But in its same way, I mean, yeah, I don't expect that. And it took me a while to learn that, honestly, because one thing that I've come to terms with, especially like in my relationships with people, is like that just because I went through some shit as a child and just because I wasn't loved in a certain format, I don't need to look for people to love me in those formats. And I think if we kind of take a step back and we realize that people bring different things to the table and they have a love language that's unique to their own style, that we can have a sense of appreciation in it. Because again, it goes back to like what I mentioned earlier. We are choosing to get into these relationships with people. Everything is a choice. And when we encounter these people, especially at the start of things, we are made fully aware, hopefully, in some cases, that they operate and they do things in a certain format. And yes, in a relationship, especially if we're thinking of a romantic relationship, for example, yes, you want to help your partner grow because again, you have needs. And maybe sometimes, you know, you're not feeling this person's love language because essentially maybe they weren't taught a specific love language. So this is their love language and it is out of date. Maybe so. Just like your love language could be out of date. Either way though, in a partnership with a person, yes, they are to help you grow and to water your seeds with you in your garden and help you flourish, right? And I mean, have that even give or take of exchange of teaching and learning of the love language, right? But in the same sense too, there are these conditions that should be met for you to give this love. But again, there shouldn't be this attachment where it's automatically deemed necessary, the be it say all, that they reciprocate the love in its same format. That's unfair. It's unfair. If a person shows you their hand and their deck and they're like, bruh, this is how I fucking love. Yes, I want to grow and teach me, but you can't expect it in the same format. It's still going to be unique to them. And a lot of people ask me this a lot. He doesn't do this and he's not doing that in this way. What should I do? What can I help him to help him do this and do that? If you guys have gone through the growing process and if the person is willing to put this on the table that they want to learn, and then they've learned, and then it still doesn't meet your conditions, baby, they're not for you. They're just not. Sometimes people are capable of doing the best they can do, and that's great. But if you still find yourself not being met with your conditions for you to love unconditionally, aka freely, then that person's not for you. And that's a tough pill to swallow. But I think it's important for us to understand that recognizing if they're not for you is okay. Because I think the problem is that people get confused with the idea that we get into these commitments because we chose to. And there's this responsibility and obligation to one another that when then unconditional love appears, that we have to stick it out because we love unconditionally. Yet no, if we have our conditions and we practice conditional love with a sense of freedom, aka unconditional love, that only then it makes sense to be involved with a person. But yet and still, even if we do all of those things and they're still not meeting our conditions for this love that is given unconditionally, they're just not for you. There's no need to taint the system that's in place. There's no need to taint the idea of loving unconditionally or loving with conditions because you're doing the application with the wrong person. Nope. I can guarantee that if you do find the right person who understands the concept of love with conditions and loving unconditionally and wanting to meet you with your conditions, but loving you in their own sense and format, that only then you will be happy. Trust me, you would. But don't go seeking it. Let it seek you. It's a process. to the people out there who practice conditional love with the use of inserting their power, I need you to recognize that when you are creating these relationships, because they are by choice, because two people are choosing to get into these relationships and commitments, you, yourself, and the other party, you are implementing this form of conditional love with inserting your power that is detrimental to the other person. Because at the end of the day, what it does is essentially is that you are conditioning a person to believe that if someone does something nice or they do something out of good faith, that it's no longer out of good faith and that they're obligated and indebted to you, and they're not. And that was a hard thing for me to even understand. And it's probably one of the main reasons why I have a hard time trusting people who love me. Because I think that when they do something, that they want something in return and that I owe them, and they're going to one day at some point in time remind me. Hence say why ask me or anybody and their mom if I let anybody help me and do anything. Why? Because I am afraid, literally, of someone coming back a month, a year, 2, 10 years later and say that they helped Margaret do some shit. Because motherfuckers will sit there and love with conditions to insert their power, all not while realizing that there's something deeply embedded within your own spirit and your own sense of insecurities that you feel like you have to insert your power and use your money and your time and your energy to take control of people without just even realizing that there's more freedom in loving unconditionally. That's something you have to work on within yourself. Why do you feel the need to tower over people and to project your power and announce that shit to motherfuckers because you do something for them? What within your own self were you not given as a child that you feel now that you have now the power to do it to other people? It's wrong. You can't do that. It's not right. And I think we need to realize that. If you find yourself in a situation or a circumstance with a person who even remotely does any such things, walk the fuck away. Walk away. And I don't give a fuck what the title is. I don't care. At the end of the day, like I said, unconditional love is nice. Loving with conditions is fine. Loving with conditions in an extent of being able to manipulate, to insert your power is wrong. It's wrong. It's not genuine. There's no pure intent behind it. And I feel like if we're gonna do things, we need to do it out of pure hearted and intent. What happened to the good days of just doing things with good intent? Just because I love you in a certain way and format, I don't need to expect somebody to do it back in the same way. Do it in your own nature. Just because you help me out and you do something out of the graciousness and goodness of your heart does not allow you a ticket or a bulletin board to announce when you choose to announce your title and what you did for me. Because essentially, if you have to pull that out your bag, then baby, you didn't do it with pure intent. You did it for your ego. And watch motherfuckers that lead with their ego. Motherfuckers that do things for their ego seek that validation because again, they lack security within themselves. They will sit there and they will give all this love with these conditions and these perks and box them in the most beautiful box and the most golden ribbon only because it feeds their ego. Because they don't love themselves. They're not confident within themselves. Because ask yourself this, can this person stand next to me side by side, toe to toe, and just have conversation and do nothing but love me? Why do you have to bring the perks and the bag of tricks to love people and have them love you back? Because you don't love and feel secure within yourself. Check yourself, people. Just saying. Anyway, that is all I have for you guys today. Final thoughts. Overall, I really do hope that this cutting season episode really resonates with some of you guys. I know y'all probably was thinking y'all was gonna get a parody out of here or something. I don't know, but I really wanted to go in a more serious approach because I do take cutting season seriously. Cuffing season is a joke and we know why. But cutting season is real life. And I don't feel like we talk about it enough. I feel like, yeah, we say, oh, cut motherfuckers off, but we never made it a season. And I feel like rather than us seeking love with relationships, with people and things to fulfill a season so that way we don't feel alone, we need to cut motherfuckers off for an entire life period and choose a season to do it in. So that way we can find completeness and wholeness and love within ourselves. And I think the things that I mentioned on this episode, the rants that I went on today, is a clear reminder that we have a lot of choices in what we choose and who we choose to interact with, what we put up with. And I want to be clear about one thing, because I've given this advice to a lot of people, because I sit there and I'll go on my lives and I go on my rants and people will DM me and stuff. One thing I've always said with people was that, you know, everything has to be done gradually, right? Because, for example, when a cigarette smoker tries to cut off smoking cold turkey, you know, they go through it. Withdrawals, they go through the pains, and sometimes they're more than likely able to regress back and go back to smoking. But if you do something in a gradual manner, it's going to stick with you more. And sometimes we have to go through the process of just knowing ourselves, healing ourselves, going through that awakening, disconnecting ourselves from a person, detaching to then ultimately cutting them off. You know, if you want to go cold turkey, you can. You know, if there were some things on this list today that you were like, whoa, I need to fucking let motherfuckers go do that shit. You know, but if you are a person who is human, and even probably like me in some cases, where you struggle with the idea of just removing people, because again, there is this idea of possession and stuff, that you should do it in a gradual sense, do it in a healthy way, you know, because you're more than likely not going back if you do it that way. I really do hope that for those of you that are going through any of the things that I mentioned or experiencing those things, you know, that you definitely put yourself first. And, you know, for years, and I'm talking almost 10 years, I mean, I've never even understood the concept of putting myself first. And I struggle with it even to date. It's something I'm learning to do. And even as I'm doing it, I question it along the way because I'm just like, no, this doesn't make sense. But I know it's still good for my spirit. But you have to put yourself first. I mean, you do. And because if you do, you'll find yourself like in situations where you are loved and you're seen and you're respected, you're valued. And so it's just food for thought. I do have a challenge for you guys before I let you go. And it's to piggyback back off of that unconditional love part. I challenge you guys to withdraw all the perks that come with your love for whoever you are dealing with, whether it's friend, family, or boyfriend, girlfriend. Withdraw those perks. And if that person still is reciprocating their love and still loves you, then you know that there is no conditions with your love with them. But if they do get angry, if they do start to act a little crazy, that is a really good answer for you and lesson to learn, that they come with many conditions and they only like you for your perks. So choose wisely. I thank you guys so much for tuning in to the season 3 premiere episode. I really do hope you guys liked my single. Please download, share, subscribe, whatever it is y'all do for rappers, do that shit for me. And play. Let's get them numbers up, okay? And I will catch you guys in the next episode.